This year's IFA event, which is Europe's biggest technology exhibition, was an impressive affair as hundreds of companies displayed their innovations in areas ranging from healthcare to urban mobility. One of the highlights of the event, which is held annually in Berlin, was the world's largest 8K resolution screen. 8K offers 16 times and 4 times more clarity than the full HD display and the 4K resolution screens respectively. The Japanese company Sharp showcased this monitor. Peter Hines of Sharp says that along with the screens, an entire 8K ecosystem is being developed.
It's an amazing picture quality, and also the size is 120 inch in 8K resolution. That's the very first 8K monitor in this size. Of course, you need more than only this 8K monitor. You need something around, like 8K cameras, of course, and also the way to transmit these signals to the monitor, and therefore 5G standard is perfect. These Olympic 2020 triggers basically the 8K standard, I would say. The recordings will be done in 8K, and also they have possibilities to transmit the signal via satellite, and that's of course a compressed signal, and therefore 5G standard for the future is much better.
He also says that the 8K standard arrived much quicker.
If you remember, how long does it takes to bring full HD to 4K, that takes maybe 10 years. And now this time is much faster running, so 8K will come much sooner.
Over the past couple of years, shared kick scooters have become a popular mode of transport in urban locations. Segway Ninebot underlined this trend by introducing a new model of their kick scooter, which will be available in France and Germany. Segway's Richard Van Santen explains the features of this kick scooter.
We actually launched the first, let's say, the highest quality kick scooter we've ever made, and that's the Max G30 model. This scooter actually is positioned as the best scooter money can buy at this moment, below 1,000 euros. It has the biggest battery range on the market currently, and that offers a range on one single charge of up to 65 kilometers in one go. We're also introducing a German model, which is a derivative of the Max G30. It's called the Max G30D for Deutschland. And that model actually complies fully to the latest German regulation, street regulation, which allows it to be ridden on the streets with an insurance plate on the back. And it's fully type approved by the German government for the first time. This is an insurance which is meant for liability insurance for in case of accidents or injuries.
There was a bit of nostalgia at this year's event as Sony unveiled a special 40th anniversary edition of the Walkman. The original Walkman, a portable audio cassette player, had created a sensation when it was launched in 1979. In the 40th anniversary edition, the digital Walkman revives the memories of this iconic product with a special user interface. Sony's Leo Watsuiki explains.
It's a digital music player. It's OS is Android. And so you can enjoy streaming service such as Spotify or YouTube, or as you can see, Deezer or Tidal and so on. This is a high-res playback, so you can enjoy 129 kHz and 32-bit. Because this year is the 40th anniversary for Walkman, so we have a special limited edition. Actually, as you can see, this is a special carton box. This design is the same as TP-SL2, this is the first Walkman. And also, this is a special soft case. It looks like a TP-SL2. When you open it, this product has a cassette UI. So if you play back some music, we have 9 cassette UI. So it depends on the codec.
The other notable mentions at this year's event includes Samsung's foldable phone and the ambitious program of the Luxembourg-based startup iSpace, which aims to send a rover on the lunar surface by 2023. In the second part of the series, I'll be looking at some healthcare technologies that were demonstrated here. Dhananjay Khadilkar, RFI, Berlin.